I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 8th. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy is defending his move to take $25 million from the state's millionaires tax to put toward a planned new parking garage in Quincy Center. Mariano filed an amendment to the House budget that includes the money that would be put toward construction of a 500-space garage for the new medical complex that will be built by Beth Israel Deaconess Milton in Quincy Center. The millionaire's tax is supposed to be for public education and transportation. Mariano claims the garage would allow people who can't access the MBTA to utilize the new medical center. Critics say Mariano included the amendment secretly. However, State House watchers say it is common for House speakers to file amendments without formal presentations. An investigation is underway after a bicyclist was struck by a vehicle near Blue Hills Reservation in Milton yesterday. Crash happened on Blue Hill Avenue right near the Trailside Museum just before 12:45 p.m. The Canton Police Department said the northbound side of Route 138 was being detoured at Blue Hill River Road. Photos from the scene showed the area roped off with yellow police tape, debris scattered in the street, what appeared to be a crumpled bicycle resting in the road. There was no immediate word on injuries to those involved in the crash. The driver did remain at the scene. A Rockland man is recovering after being struck by a vehicle while out biking yesterday afternoon in Cohasset. Cohasset police say the 80-year-old victim was riding his bike in the area of Route 3A between Pond Street and Mendel Road when he was struck by a 2021 Ford Escape in the northbound lane. Arriving officers found the cyclist on the ground, receiving help from passing motorists. Cyclist was transported to an area hospital with injuries not considered to be life-threatening. The driver of the Ford Escape, a 30-year-old man from Hyde Park, remained at the scene. His vehicle was being used as an Amazon delivery vehicle, according to police. No citations have been issued at this time. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell and a few of her peers sued CVS yesterday, alleging the pharmacy giant for years failed to provide Medicaid members with access to the same discount as cash-paying customers. Campbell and attorneys general in Connecticut, Indiana, and Oklahoma filed joint suits, a civil action, after a whistleblower complaint in Washington, D.C., prompting the company to strongly dispute the allegations. Prosecutors allege that since at least 2016, CVS failed to submit required, usual, and customary prices on prescription drug claims to Medicaid. The complaint alleged that through a discount card program with Script Save, CVS customers who paid in cash received discounts for some drugs that were not then extended to MassHealth and other Medicaid recipients. As a result, attorneys general said Medicaid payers often faced higher prices for drugs at CVS than non-Medicaid payers did. Massachusetts regulations require pharmacies to charge MassHealth the lowest price they would charge any other customer. CVS spokesperson Amy Thibault says the company strongly disputes the allegations that their prices to Medicaid programs were inaccurate or inflated. New England Patriots tight end Hunter Henry took the lead role in a special giveaway, donating brand new bikes to dozens of kids in the region. Henry is an advocate for Communities for People, an organization supporting foster care families in both Massachusetts and Rhode Island. The organization surprised over 50 children in foster care with the bikes, an experience they would never forget. More than 7,000 children are currently in foster care in both Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Those who work with the families say events like last night's are invaluable. Patriots quarterback Drake May and running back Antonio Gibson were also present at the bike giveaway, chatting with foster families. Not only did the kids receive new bikes, they were also able to ride them on the concourse at Gillette Stadium with the players. United Healthcare donated over 50 Guardian bicycles assembled by volunteers earlier in the day. The bicycles also came with safety helmets, pumps, and bike locks. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 284, the NASDAQ rose 48, and the S&P is up 24. Asian stocks rose moderately after a lackluster finish on Wall Street, with most shares ticking higher after the Fed left its main interest rates unchanged. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $58 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose another one to the Knicks, 91-90 last night. Game 3 moves to New York on Saturday at 3:30, with the Knicks now up 2-0. Red Sox beat the Rangers 6-4. That series wraps up at Fenway at 1:35 this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy at a high of 72 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, maybe some showers, a low of 52. Rain tomorrow, off and on throughout the day. Much cooler, too, with highs tomorrow only in the low 50s. Saturday will start out with some rain and then gradual clearing with a high Saturday of 63. Mostly sunny on Sunday and a high 70. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Wind out of the west, 5 knots, becomes easterly later today and a high tide 9:27 a.m. Sunrise 5:30, sets at 7:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 8th.